Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. My name is Keith Fort, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome. Welcome back to APW.
Why'd you turn your knob?
Turn my knob?
Yeah, the volume knob.
Oh.
Try to say out loud?
Turn my knob. That sounds weird.
As soon as I started talking, you turned the knob down.
No,
why?
No. It was on a little high, and so I turned it down so you're not so loud in my ear.
You're like deaf out of one ear, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So wow, that's a bad
loud.
Sign.
No, that's
How
good.
How are you, by the way?
I'm good, actually. I'm really, really good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous, kind
fabulous.
Of.
Well, let me just say, you're not doing that great. And I mean that in a wholeheartedly great way, if that's a great right way of saying it. You just got back from vacation to the Boundary Waters up in Minnesota with our two, our 10-year-old and our 8-year-old sons, with a whole bunch of other group of dads and sons.
Yes, yes. And I'm going to the doctor tonight. So, yeah.
Because you're just, not feeling good.
No, well, yeah, because I was trying to help Dawson out of a canoe. So you guys have to understand this. There's a whole bunch of us, like 16 of us went. And the first day we got in these canoes, and they're the new Kevlar canoes. So they're really light.
But they're like 15 feet long or something, right? I don't know.
But they're so light.
I just saw
the pictures. Not like the heavier aluminum ones. They're so light that the wind just pushes them everywhere.
Oh.
So we had people the first day of canoeing, they got stuck or it was just horrible for everybody. So even though we did go back and save some people's lives.
You are a strong man.
Yeah.
That is one thing.
We saved some people's lives. We did do that.
Definitely.
And then everybody turned in their canoe except for Cooper, Dawson, and myself. We canoed all 3 days that we had it for. Everybody else gave up and stopped.
It was just too tough.
Except for one day, I was trying to get Dawson to get out, and I made a fatal mistake. And anybody who's gotten in canoes would know that you don't stand up with both feet in the canoe near shore.
Yeah, it doesn't
because the canoe doesn't stay up very well.
Right.
So I was trying to get my foot out and get him out at the same time, and I slipped a little bit, and then I fell backwards. And when I landed in the lake, there was a log, about a 1-foot log, and it just crushed my rib.
Oh God!
I think it cracked a rib because it's been hurting me and in very much pain. So
got to get it checked out. It's just not getting any better.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a great, wonderful experience.
Yes,
the boys
and the flies
will
were incredible. Loved having that many flies go up my nose.
I saw the bites on the boys' necks and ears from the biting flies.
Yeah, so the good news is when it got really cold and rainy, the flies went away.
Oh, that's good.
So then we just froze.
And it was rainy quite a bit while you're up there.
Like
if you just
every
tuned
day
in,
for 5 days.
Keith is telling us about his trip that he just got back from with our two boys, our 10 and 8-year-old, to the Boundary Waters, right? Isn't that what you call it?
Yeah,
Boundary Waters?
We were like 30 miles from Canada,
up in Minnesota.
I was going to go visit our cousins up there, but didn't have time. We couldn't make it. And then there's 2 million-acre woods up there. I didn't realize it.
National park.
Just so you know, it's about as pretty as you can get. It was incredible, all the rivers and lakes. And Lake Superior is just monstrous. I just never knew how big it was. And the waterfalls are gorgeous. And, you know, that is a beautiful part of our country. But I will not move up there. It is cold.
And it was
May.
Cold
now.
Yeah.
And so it was the flies come out now, and then later the mosquitoes come out, and then it's not until the end, until like September, that the dragonflies come out, and then both of those go away.
Oh, wow. Oh, because they start eating them up.
They eat them up, right?
Oh, okay.
But there's a 1 million-acre woods up there on the U.S. side, and then there's also 1 million-acre woods on the Canadian side. And they say no planes are allowed to fly. There's no roads. There's nothing. You can only canoe in and get through there. So it was really cool. We took we went through a lot of hiking, that kind of stuff, and fishing.
What a great
experience. We caught not a single thing. Supposedly some of the best fishing in the country, right?
And you
it's
got
supposed
nothing.
To be the easiest place. We
There's
got
16
nothing.
Of you. There's 16
fishing yeah.
and zero of
not
zero.
Not one person caught a fish.
You
we didn't even get like I didn't
terrible.
Even get like a shoe.
You're
you know, like you would drag a shoe out of the lake or something.
I hope there's not a shoe in the national park.
I don't know. Yeah, sure. There's a plastic bag. Anything I could have caught. Nothing. Nobody caught a single
log.
Thing. Yeah. And there was a lot of us there. But it was cool. It was a good father-son type of thing. And
that's
already
awesome.
Planning next year's trip.
And that's like the first. I mean, we've done some camping, you know, a little local camping here and there the last couple of years. But that's a major camping trip.
12-hour
really
drive.
I'm proud of all of you guys.
Out there.
Did a great job.
And it was in Sawbill was the name of it. It was a really nice park. I mean, it was a great place to camp and stuff. Yeah. So it was pretty nice.
So some of you,
I missed you guys.
So
I was glad you were back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back too.
Yeah, if you're from that area, that's a gorgeous area, and I see why you left.
I heard it's a really beautiful area.
The water was cold. Everything was cold.
Getting into what APW Help for Homes is all about
is cold.
Is not just about what goes on in Dixie and Keith's lives, but also what goes on within our working life, and that's enriching your life with your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And we've got lots of topics we want to talk about today. We're going to get into what a mini split is, an inverter technology. This all has to do with cooling your home properly as the temperature rises here in the Kansas City area. We also are going to talk a little bit about tankless water heaters a little later in the show as well. We just get questions all the time about tankless. You can get free estimates all the time on all of our plumbing, heating, and cooling products. And you can always give us a call at 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com to find
the Dixie Difference, right?
You have to put in the T-H-E dixiedifference.com and to get our information, to give us a call, and we'll give you free estimates and all this great stuff we talk about, or just answer questions that you may have about your plumbing or this time of the year any of your air conditioning needs. So before we get into that, we have our May special that we extended into June. So if you've heard the show the last couple of weekends, we extended that special. It is a great special because we actually help our community by adding to our food banks. And if you're in the market for replacing or at least getting an estimate on replacing your furnace and air conditioner combo, you can get up to $1,000 off that purchase for donating 20 cans, which is basically $50 a can. So that's a very expensive can, but it helps so much by making sure that we are putting non-perishable food items in our food pantries. Now that school is out, there is a demand. We forget about that there's this kind of renewed demand as the kids come home and they don't have those, you know, lunches anymore provided for them. They need more at home. So we're going to help those local food pantries. We just kind of overwhelmed by it, and we want to just continue to give. And you're able to get money off and get, you know, a lower utility bills, better safety for your home, and greater efficiency by replacing with a newer HVAC equipment. Anything that if your equipment is older than 10 years old, it is definitely worth getting a free estimate to find out what the new equipment that's out there that can dramatically decrease your utility bills. And the monthly cost could basically pay for the monthly cost savings, can basically pay for a new heating and cooling system. And so that's one of the things that we wanted to talk about is some of those great systems that are out there, because the industry has changed over the last 10 years with the products that are out there for your, you know, heating and air conditioning your home. And it's exciting. It's exciting that to be in an industry that's been around forever and ever, but there's, you know, changes that are in there.
Yeah. Talking about changes, we're going to change a little bit on the show today. Two things actually
that we
have to go over. Okay. So one is we are going to talk about us recruiting new plumbers.
Oh, right.
And plumbers apprentices. Right. And then the second thing is Dixie was on TV.
Oh, right. So there's a couple things that we want to talk about. We are,
I had to tell you to stand up straight, didn't right. I? Dixie, stand
so
up
So we have
straight.
Our first, we just filmed our first TV commercial. So it's a couple little commercials. So we're kind of excited about that. We've been doing the radio show for several years now. And that is one of the things that we take a lot of pride in, is that we don't do a lot of advertising and we pass those savings off to the customer. So we are doing our first TV commercial, or we just did, and you know, I worked a deal to get the, you know, I'm very proud of myself working the deal to continue to bring those savings back to you, the customer, by how we creatively make the deals with the station. So it's on local Fox News station is your, so you can see the Dixie difference, if you will, with our new commercial.
And they get to see what you look like.
Yeah, absolutely. See.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm like, know hey, is that a like. Good thing that to be excited about?
I videotaped you on the phone.
Yes, I haven't seen it yet. Later. I don't know if I want to see it, but no, I guess do. I'll eventually see it.
No, so. you looked great. You look like Dixie.
Yeah, so, good. I hope I look like myself. You know, I'm sorry. I have to just a side note for a second. So my father, he always tells me, my dad, he says, well, when I pass away, Dixie, I just want people to put a recorder in my casket and say, hi, don't I look like myself today? Hi, don't I look like myself today? So now you know where I get my weird quirkiness from, because he always says that people say when they're in their casket that they don't look like themselves. So he wants to make fun of people. Like, isn't that weird?
That is kind of, well.
That's kind of weird. Yeah, now, you know what? That starts to make sense why I married you, because you're kind of quirky like that too. I think it's all coming apparent as I just needed the therapy on the radio show, I guess, to figure it out.
I just told you when you bury me, I want the cheapest box possible.
Oh, yeah.
I like that idea. Just freeze me. Don't spend all that
freeze
money.
Freeze you. That costs a lot of money to
freeze.
No.
It is cheaper than putting you
through. I heard that companies have gone out of business and then those bodies actually defrosted.
No. What? You're misunderstanding me. Yucky. Instead of embalming you, which is more expensive, they can put you in a refrigerating system and then they just put you in your casket and bury you.
You know, let's just stick with plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. Me. Let's just stick with what we know. So we do have to go.
Then it's going to be a short conversation. I don't know much.
We've got to go to a quick commercial break here, but I want to remind folks to call in for their, you can also have our radio special, our $59 air conditioner safety and clean check from APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Williford and co-host Keith Ford. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Fort, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And again, welcome back to APW Help for Homes. We do this every weekend to bring you information to you, the homeowner, everything about plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And this weekend, we are enjoying talking about a couple of different topics. Really getting into some inverter technology. What the heck am I talking about? Well,
I have no idea.
Oh, yes, you do. We are talking about, you know what? We're lowering your utility bills, first off. So who doesn't want lower utility bills? Lower energy costs, dramatic energy cost reduction, and then better comfort for your home. I mean, we spend a lot of time, you know, in our home, whether, you know, you live and you live there, but if you work at home or your, you know, your family, that's where you take care of. That's your space, your cave, and if you will. And we want you to be comfortable. And inverter technology in a couple of different applications accomplishes all of that. Lower utility bills, greater comfort for your home. Steady, accurate comfort for your home, which is also a great thing. Cools off your area faster than traditional air conditioning. And that's what we're talking about here. Air conditioning that is top notch, kind of the best of what the new technology is. And it is not very expensive. That's the great thing about it, is it's not the, you know, the platinum package here that I'm talking about. You know, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, literally, to get such great technology, lower utility bills, and greater constant comfort in your home.
Now, the mini split is, I guess, we're
that's one of two things that we're going to talk about. One of two things is the mini split.
Okay, the mini split, I'm all game for. So the mini splits, we go to a lot of customers' house, we put quite a few mini splits in. The idea for a mini split is that inverter technology is the only way to get incredibly high SEER ratings, and mostly because AC energy is not very efficient. And so we've kind of explained it on the radio before. It looks like a heartbeat going up and down. And so AC energy, the only time you're getting full capacity is when it's at the zero line. Everything above and below it has less than 100% of the energy. So what an inverter is, imagine a whole bunch of bowl of spaghetti noodles, and we're taking one noodle, and instead of it being bunched up in a ball, we're stretching it out for one noodle. it could go forever, right?
Right. Long okay. thing. I like right. that.
And so that's kind of what we're doing. We're stretching out the electric pulse that's going up and down, and we're making it a flat line. Well, cool. you're going to get a lot more energy in a long period of time. So that's what ends up happening is that it comes inside the house, AC energy does, it inverts it to DC energy, and the money savings is an incredible amount of money savings changing it over. And so that's where all the node technology is coming from, because you can't hit high energy efficiency ratings in ACs without it. So okay. mini splits will have incredible SEER ratings. So right now, the minimum standards for SEER rating, which is your seasonal energy efficiency ratio, is how they determine how efficient a product is, how much money it puts back in your pocket, right? Mm-hmm. Is a minimum of 13 SEER. And so when you have really good main units out there that you guys would have in your house, the bigger 3, 4, 5 ton systems.
We're talking about air conditioning. Of course, we've just tuned in. We're talking about, you know, a difference between just a main air or, you know, an air conditioner, as you would know it as a homeowner, versus a mini split.
Right.
Which is something that's different. And it's different because.
And so where it's different is that you can't get huge energy efficiency ratings out of these 4 and 5 ton systems without being inverted. Well, either can you in mini splits. So these mini splits now are coming in at 24, 25, 30 SEER rating. You think about it.
The higher, again, the SEER rating, the lower, dramatically lower your utility bills.
Right. And actually for every SEER, it's about $7 for every 100. Well, if you think about it, I mean, if you're spending only 100 on electric bill, which is, I don't know anybody who does that, okay? But let's say it's only $100. You're talking about jumping 17 SEER ratings. You multiply that by 7. You're virtually, I mean, at that point, it's paying, it's getting rid of almost all your utility bill. I mean, that's how efficient it becomes. So mini splits are incredible in that way, is that we can invert them. Now, you're talking about, that's a 30 SEER rating, mini split.
Yeah, and it's incredible because that technology, it has not been available to your mainline air conditioning. Now, what's the difference also with mini split is that they are really more made for a one-room design.
Right.
It's not like when I say one-room design, it's not like a window unit. We're not talking a window unit air conditioner here. We're just something completely different. But it does have an outdoor condenser, and it does have an indoor
air handler
or a box, if you will, that's usually installed very high on the wall, and that's what provides the room air conditioning and heat. But again, it does it in such an efficient, comfortable way, and it's very, very quiet. Like, you don't even know that it's there because they're so quiet.
Yeah, they work extremely well. You don't hear the loud noise going through your
because those window units, I mean, they guzzle energy.
Yeah, they're expensive.
I mean, they're ridiculous.
They're about $100 a month to run a window
they're
unit.
They're ridiculous. So if you have that area in the house that does not have proper ducting, if you have the area of the house that you've done maybe an attic remodel is perfect for, or a sunroom. We have a sunroom in our home, and that's what we did. We could not get adequate ductwork to that room because of the stone house that we live in. So a mini split was the really only option to get adequate, comfortable, you know, efficient cooling and heating into that room is through a mini split that has the inverter technology.
Yeah, virtually every sunroom company who's doing four-season sunrooms are putting mini splits in them. It's really the only way to go. It works extremely efficient, but it also cools the room.
We love mini splits, and we just want to communicate that to folks so that you know that there's an option for rooms that, it's an affordable option. It is a bit of an investment, but it's a very affordable option, and actually will help the home maintain its overall temperature because you're helping this room maintain its overall temperature. So you'll actually end up, you know, helping your whole home be more comfortable by taking care of this maybe space that's not a very good conditioned space.
Right.
So
when we come back, we'll talk about attics and other places that it's used a lot into, or attic conditions. And
absolutely.
So
and then also when we get back, we're going to talk about the inverter technology actually now applying into the main air conditioners now for the whole home. So this is where I really get excited. It steps up to another whole option. So I love it. We are personal users of it. We installed one in our home last year and love the savings that we're getting now. So stay tuned for that. Got to go to a commercial. commercial. That's why I'm talking fast. Want to make sure I remind you folks of the $1,000 off for the month of June when you donate twenty non-perishable food items. If you want a free estimate on a combo unit for a furnace and air conditioner. So with that purchase, you get that $1,000 off. So I'll make sure I get it all in. 913-825-6600 or give us a contact and look us up at thedixiedifference.com. Stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome back. And we're having fun today. It's a weekend.
Are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm happy. I'm just, you know, it's the weekend.
Because I'm back. That's why.
Yeah, I am. I am.
I was
actually
gone
happy
for
about
a long
that.
Time.
You guys were gone for like six days. You were gone.
Yeah.
You were gone. And if you just tuned in, we were talking about this in the first segment here earlier in the show that Keith and our two sons, because Keith and I are a married couple that run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And that's why we do the show APW Help for Homes. So thanks for listening. I appreciate that. And so does Keith. But he was up at the Boundary Waters in Minnesota next to the Canadian border, taking a nice camping trip with about 16 total people. So a whole bunch of dad friends and their sons, and y'all had made some great memories.
Oh my
right?
gosh, yeah. Lake Superior is ridiculous. It looks like the ocean. I mean, it is so
I
large.
I have never been up
I'm
there.
I'm like, holy cow, you can't see the end.
That's
now
awesome.
I know why they say that what we have down here is not lakes.
Oh,
because
oh, gotcha.
Those things are like miniature oceans
wow.
out there. It was incredible how big they were.
Yeah.
I mean, just monstrous ships just cruising across and huge piles of iron ore. It just it was all amazing. It,
right.
was, it was pretty incredible.
And that
in there,
was just the drive going up there
yeah.
that you noticed that,
yeah.
other than the whole national forest and the millions of acres of...
Million Acre Woods. That's what they call it.
Million Acre Woods.
I almost sound like Winnie the Pooh. 100 Acre Woods.
Right.
Isn't that what Winnie the Pooh is?
Yeah.
Now, when he first said it, I was thinking Winnie the Pooh. Million
That's
Acre Woods. But yeah,
funny.
It was
so
it was really
glad
cool.
Glad you're back. Glad everyone made it back safe.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, nobody died. That was a great thing.
Got a little bit of a kind of a bruised rib or something going on. So hopefully
yeah.
That gets a little better.
I'm suffering, but that's all right.
But
you can live through
a little
it.
Bit of a fall.
Just so you know, when I was delivering everything back for one of the friends, I was handing it to him. Then I jumped off of the truck and grabbed some stuff and moved it. And so then his wife looked at me and she goes, "That's not bad for a 50-year-old guy."
Oh,
yep.
Gotcha.
I
when you're
still
unloading,
got it.
When you're unloading the truck of all the camping equipment
oh,
when you got back from
yeah.
the border waters.
Now I know what the Beverly Hillbillies felt like.
Yeah, why
Dude,
is that?
It was just packed full of stuff. I should have been sitting on the top of it. It would have been cool.
Of all of
my
it,
granny,
the mound of stuff.
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
to do a mound of stuff when you go camping. And the funny thing is you can't leave anything behind. You have to take it all back home with you.
Right, right.
So it's, man.
Except for the food.
We
ate all
yeah,
of
but
it
that's
almost.
Just in the cooler. So right. if anything, maybe stuff in the cooler.
Yeah,
but.
It's surprising how much food it takes to feed 16 people
yeah,
for that many days.
I can imagine.
It was
a lot
huge
of
amount of food.
Wow.
So, yeah, we did pretty good.
That's great.
But before we get to the mini suites, we do want to talk to people. We are setting up to add a couple individuals for our plumbing apprentice program that we do. And so those people, obviously, we're going to interview for, and we are also hiring plumbers. And we bring this up now is that HVAC, you know, we have been very fortunate with the great people that we have. And so, but plumbing has been increasing even more than our HVAC side has. And so we are looking to add people on for the company.
Looking for great help. So we thought we'd definitely let folks know since we're on the radio. So if you're interested in a position, please reach out and give us a call at 913-825-6600 and give us an email shout out with your resume at apwplumbing@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to get contacted with you and get you set for an interview.
Yeah, all the stuff is pretty simple. Plumbers need to have a minimum 2 years experience. Apprentices, we are going to train during that program. The big deal is that you just have to be able to take care of customers. If dealing with customers and taking care of them isn't the most important thing to you, then we're probably a bad company to come to. So you shouldn't do it.
Yes.
That's our main focus. Everything else we can teach you.
Right. Educate and communicate to a customer is something that has to be the forefront of what we do. So not only deliver great a service and, you know, repair what needs to be repaired and take care of the customer, but educate and communicate to the customer so they know the value of what they're getting and they understand what we're doing for them. It's probably the biggest complaint with plumbing, heating, and air conditioning technicians is that we don't know what we're getting for, you know, as a consumer. So therefore, sometimes we feel like we're getting ripped off, or we don't trust the people. But a lot of it, it just, we don't educate the customer enough. We don't, you know, we don't use our words very well in order to tell them and walk them through. So it's very important at APW, as part of the Dixie difference that I talk about all the time, is that it's important that we educate our customers on what we do for them, so they know the value of the work that we're doing for them, because we want them to feel comfortable about the work that we're doing and while we're in their home.
You know, probably the most important aspect of that is?
What's that?
They get to hang out with me.
And who gets to hang out with you?
The plumbers.
Oh, the plumbers, yes. Everyone at the office loves hanging out with Keith. We love our time with Keith.
No, you don't.
Of course we do. You're always entertaining, that's for sure.
I don't know about that, yeah. But I'm always there.
You always got it. Yes, you are always there.
I'm always there.
That's true. That's true.
So the mini splits, what are the areas that...
So let's remind folks, the quick little bullet point. What is a mini split? Well, it's basically to give you conditioned air in a like a one-room space, you know, either a living room, a master bedroom, an attic, maybe a remodeled basement or a remodeled attic, a sunroom. Is a great space, and this can be a very large area space as well. And it's we're not talking about a window air conditioning unit, folks. That's not even comparison. The mini split will greatly reduce your utility costs, because it's going to provide that conditioned air, the air conditioner, and the heating that you would need throughout the whole year with this mini split. Because of the inverter technology that's in a mini split, it absolutely gives you great, less utility bills, greater constant comfort, and they are so whisper quiet. You really don't know that they're there because they're so darn quiet. So you get so many benefits with a mini split. And I know you wanted to take up a couple more points before we talk about actually the inverter technology is now in the last couple of years been transferred over to an actual air conditioner for the whole home. So which is greater SEER ratings, and which means, you know, even lower utility costs for the whole home, which I'm super excited about, because we invested in one last season or last summer season and have already seen just a dramatic change in our utility bills.
You got your hair done, didn't you?
I did. Thanks for noticing. It's only been, you know, just a few
days. It looks cute in there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know that. All right. I was just staring at you, awesome. Thinking about that.
Yeah,
as you were talking.
I'm rambling away. Yeah.
No, I was listening to you too, but I was looking. Hey, so mini splits, and the reason they call them mini splits is because what you have in your house most likely is a normal split system. Furnace in the basement.
For the whole home, right.
Or the attic, and an air conditioner or condenser outside. So that's a split system.
Right.
Commercial units typically use package systems where all the unit is in one. You see them
the
on top of the roof.
The air conditioners all usually on top of the roof.
Right.
Yeah.
I like, if you guys don't notice, Dixie always like fixes my
Clarifies.
Comments. Yeah. She fixes me. Right? So you complete me.
Oh.
Right?
So mini split
is like Dixie.
Yes.
Okay. She's like a mini version of me.
Oh, right.
Right? It's just smaller,
you are
more
a
packed.
Foot taller than I am.
However, much more efficient than I am.
Right.
And that's kind of the example. So so they call them mini splits because they're a miniature version of a whole house split system. They also can be called multi splits. And what a multi split means is one outdoor unit and then multiple air handlers on the inside. So you can have them in multiple rooms. And the idea is, especially in attics, attics create a huge problem in the summertime, is they create a whole bunch of humidity because of the heat.
Great point, right? There. And you can feel a lot more humidity in the home, even though you've got a great air conditioning system in your home. But because of that unconditioned space in the attic. Yes, I'm sorry. I just, it's horrible.
No, you go,
We've been
Mama.
In a lot of homes that we were able to fix this issue because of the attic.
Yeah, and Dixie's hand has almost touched me like 80 times as she's explaining this to me. I think it's funny. If you guys had a cam and you could just watch her hands reach out to me,
I'm very
constantly.
Expressive. Very expressive with my hands. Yes. So anyway, the mini
and you're
split
not even
is
Italian.
A great... No, I'm not. I'm a mutt. I have no idea what I am.
That's the greatest animal.
Exactly. So mini split is a great option for these, you know, unconditioned spaces in the house that have no heating and air.
Right. So the attic space that everybody tries to add into for a lot of the areas like Brookside or
remodeling.
You see it all over the place. People are adding into their attic space. So putting a mini split in that area is simple. It doesn't destroy the house. However, it can take care of some area
Let me interrupt you. That's
please
a
do.
Ductless system. This is a word we're not using in the show
today.
Not
like ducks, like quack quack, right?
No, it's ductless system is also another way to describe the mini split. That's another word you may have heard it before. It's a ductless system. There's only a 3-inch hole that we cut between the conditioned space to get to the outdoor space. that basically just to run the lines. Other than that, there's no ductwork whatsoever. They're all over Europe and Asia because, you know, a lot of the homes weren't constructed to have ductwork in them at all. Mini splits is the actual option. So they've been, I mean, this is technology that's been around for a long time, and we're able to use it. We're just, you know, we're kind of a little slow when it comes to the more energy efficient products here in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't wait till they bring us their toilet seats so they become less expensive.
What?
Yeah, the toilets in Japan and in Asia are incredible. They do everything for you.
You brought this up at a couple other shows ago, talking about a heated toilet seat. I still don't have one in my home. So I'm you know, that's something you should
I
go
I can
here.
Get you one. It does a whole bunch of stuff.
But anyway.
I know a plumber who can install it.
You've got just a few more minutes or like few more seconds to finish out here.
Right. So that's where you, any area that's unconditioned inside your house, it's going to create problems because it's going to draw heat and cool from another area. And it really affects the way your equipment can work.
Okay, so we're going to last segment really talk about how this can help your whole home. They've taken the inverter technology from these mini ductless and put it into your whole home. So stay tuned in for that, and then we're going to talk a little tankless. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. I'm Dixie Williford, co-host Keith Ford. Stay tuned because we'll be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. So we are...
I said your name?
Yes, I'm moving Keith along here because we're talking lots of great things about cooling your home for the summer.
I am just
you
wore out.
You are wore out. And that's okay. You've got a great excuse. You were at the Boundary Waters in Minnesota for a week. Glad to have you back. So we were talking about mini splits, and this is basically a way of cooling your home, an area of your home or a room of your home. Very energy efficient. They're super quiet, and they provide constant... conditioned air for you, and it's a ductless system, so you don't have to worry about providing additional ductwork in your house. So it's all great options. Yes, fixes a lot of problems. So, but they've taken the same technology that they have for these mini ductless systems, and now have put it into air conditioners for us,
right?
Which is incredible because now we have crazy high SEER ratings, that SEER rating, and that with that being said, that means lower utility bills, you'll lower energy costs, and we're talking dramatic. Energy costs. Plus, we've got dramatic ways of cooling your home even faster than before with traditional air conditioning, up to 15% faster than traditional air conditioning, and up to 50% faster for your heating. So if you really need to, you know, heat your home up fast, you know, this type of system will do that in a super hurry. They're super quiet. So if you have an air conditioner sitting out by a back patio, or, the driveway, you know, a place that you hang out a lot. Well, so if you're playing basketball.
I don't think nobody cares about the air conditioner. No one's playing basketball.
But, you know, if there's any, you know, you're hanging out somewhere and the air conditioner is nearby, this air conditioner is super duper duper quiet. So you barely ever even hear it, which is awesome. And, or it could be outside your window. So you could hear it inside, but not with this inverter technology air conditioner for your whole house. So lower utility bills, greater constant comfort for your home, which is super important. You know, if you've oversized an air conditioner for your home, that thing will blast on the cold air and then turns off. And then your air, you know, gets really hot and sticky and humid. And then finally it cools off. And it's just a constant cycle all day long. Not with this inverter technology. It's at a low speed all day long. And because of that, people think, oh, well, then it's using a lot of energy. Actually, it's not. It's using way less energy because it's just barely drawing amperage, but keeping a constant nice, temperature throughout your home all day long. So you do not have the temperature fluctuations, which is great in the summertime because that dehumidifies the home. So you get this whole extra benefit with the inverter technology by dehumidifying the home because it's constantly on at this very low temperature, drawing a very low amperage, which gives you wonderfully low energy cost. So it's a win, 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 and a win, 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 and a win. Isn't that awesome?
I like to win.
Right, exactly. So if you're interested in this type of, system, and here's another win. If this is not like your platinum, even though it's new technology, it's inexpensive technology. That's what I love about the best part of it, is that you'll be able to pay yourself back because your utility bills are lower than your traditional system you have in your home now. And in addition to that, it's not the most expensive systems out there. So I love the fact that they are very cost efficient as well. And you can learn more from APW by giving us a call at 913-825-6600. We always have free estimates. You can also take advantage of our June special that we have, which is we're helping out the local food banks here in Kansas City. And if you are looking for a free estimate to replace your furnace and air conditioner, why wait? Call now at 913-825-6600. And we can give you a free estimate. You can get $1,000 off by donating 20 cans of non-perishable food items of a combo purchase for your furnace and air conditioner. And that goes for any of our models over the 80%er. So that is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful deal. And it's a great time to do it. You get to help the community and also receive help for yourself with paying off a system. Yeah. And we have excellent financing as well.
Don't forget about Missouri. What do they give?
They give up to $300, plus the Kansas City Power and Light has their rebates on up to $1,200, depending on what you get. So there's lots of payback on the Missouri side.
$2,500 if you're in the right spot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
Now, the other thing I was going to talk to you about is, some of the new engines, especially in trucks like the EcoBoost and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
How they work is it's real simple. Is they have 8 cylinders. However, when the truck is driving, like on the highway or there is, it'll drop it down to 4 cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only using half the engine, reducing half the cost. Well, a lot of these, the stuff that we offer now has multi-stage compressors, and the compressor is what compresses the air, the liquid to turn it into a gas, which is creates your cold air circulation, right? That's on your outdoor unit. So sorry if that sounded confusing, because it probably is. However, the compressor itself compresses the air. Well, typically, if you have a 5-ton air conditioner or condenser in your house, when it turns on, all 5 tons of energy work. So it's like having an 8-cylinder engine that only runs all 8 cylinders,
and
right?
It's guzzling all the gas.
Correct. So you accelerate it when it's hot. You like a vehicle, you accelerate it,
right.
And it uses a lot of gas, right? Well, so these new systems are kind of like the EcoBoost type of thing. They give you tons of power. However, they don't use all 5 cylinders. So for example, a 5-ton system would have, on this inverter you're talking about,
right.
Would have 5 stages of the compressor. So let's say your house temperature dropped by a degree or so. It would try to cool your house with just one of the tons that was available.
And which then, is drawing very little amperage, like, you know, like the example with your truck, very little gas to run.
Right. And so you could actually, if you have a bigger house, you look at a house, imagine the energy bills to cool a house half of your size.
Yeah.
And you would think to yourself,
crazy.
That would save a lot of money,
save
right?
A lot of money.
Well, that's what this does, is it may only use 1 ton, it could use 2, and it'll keep adjusting until it can reach the temperature. So
and
it
we
doesn't
don't
have
always
to use
have,
off.
Right. We don't always have a 100-degree day where you need all 5 tons.
Right.
Or all 4 tons, whatever your house demands. You know, a lot of times we're at 80 degrees. So we only need maybe 2 tons, and then that's all you're paying for with your energy costs. And you get that with this newer technology. If you want to learn more about it, you can call us for a free estimate at APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling at 913-825-6600. Take advantage of our June special that we have going on. We're helping the local food banks with non-perishable food items when you donate them to APW, and you get $1,000 off. So 20 can, that's 20 items. That's nothing. I'm sure you have that laying around in your pantry that you can donate and get $1,000 off a combo unit furnace and air conditioner. Just call for your free estimate. Then you folks can be your own best judge of whether or not APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling can be a help to you in the future. And I always like to say that is what the Dixie Difference is about. You can also learn more at thedixiedifference.com or give us a call again for your free estimate. We always have financing at 913-825-6600. And, you know, also give us a call if you haven't tried our services and you want to get a tune-up for your air conditioner. You know, maybe it's only a few years old. You don't need to replace it. No, you need to maintain it. Just like you maintain your car with an oil change, maintain it with a safety and clean check from APW and call 913 for $59. Did I forget that? $59 AC safety and clean check. 913-825-6600. Or go to thedixiedifference.com to find out more, and we'd be happy to help you out with that. You've been listening to APW Help for Homes. We are almost out of time. Keith, I appreciate it. I'm so glad you made it through the show. I know you're exhausted coming back from Minnesota, the Boundary Waters. So you did good. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even fall asleep.
No, almost, though. You're about sliding in the chair there. But it's been a great show. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll see you next weekend.
See you.